that will totally destroy our political and moral health. Necessary for the health of the nation for this bill to pass. So an action program necessary to get this bill through. May I give what I always consider the warning signal. We struggle in the days ahead. We struggle to make justice a reality. May we continue to delve deeper into the philosophy and method of nonviolence. I know it's difficult. I know the bad and dark days still ahead. In spite of the difficulties of the hour, I'm still convinced nonviolence is the most potent weapon available to oppressed people in that struggle for freedom and unity. If the Negro succumbs to the temptation of using violence in his struggle, unborn generations will be the recipient of the long and desolate night of liberty. Our chief legacy for the future will be an endless reign of meaningless chaos. May I also say, we must not make this a hate campaign. We must have and continue our legitimate discontent. We must have a righteous indignation. Never allow it to go down to the valley of bitterness and hate. Hate is as injurious to the subject of hate as it is to the object of hate. Psychiatrists are telling us now that many of the strange things that happen in the subconscious. Dedicated president, good for formulating. He said in eloquence, the issue which we face in civil rights is not merely a political issue. It is that bottom of moral issue. Went on to say it is as old as the scripture, modern as the country. It is the question of whether we will treat our Negro brothers as we ourselves would like to be treated. Our nation has known a dark day and a fury night. That same young man was cut down by an assassin bullet on Elm Street in Dallas, Texas. I think the greatest tribute that America can pay the late John Fitzgerald Kennedy is to see that that civil rights bill is passed without being watered down in any form. Conflicts are rooted in hate. They are now saying love will perish. Jesus said it long time ago. That is a voice still crying through the vista of time saying love your enemies.